Why do services matter in Africa? Services matter in Africa because they contribute 32% of the total workforce of the country. In some countries, this can be as high as 80% of the total workforce. And, of course, it accounts now for around about 49% of their output. It's not just the obvious things like flipping burgers or answering a telephone. Services now are much more dynamic in Africa. They're growing from a relatively low base, but they're growing. They've become tradable goods in themselves.
You also mentioned telemedicine is really taking off Mauritius, South Africa.
What's wonderful about telemedicine is that it addresses a critical development problem. As we know, in the Sustainable Development Goals and their predecessors, the MDGs, there were very important health-related targets. Some related to water and sanitation, others related to maternal mortality rates. Now, telemedicine is a means of getting critical diagnostic and health services out, particularly into rural areas, using modern-day telecommunications. And there are various examples of this in South Africa, in Mauritius, and increasingly in countries like Ghana, for example, we're seeing the emergence of telemedicine because it cuts down the costs of delivering these services really where they're needed. And this will be very important in Africa being able to achieve key social welfare, sustainable development goals.
That's all very well and good, isn't it? But wasn't there an element of the report suggesting that there is such a lack of regional cooperation, there's too much carving out going on still in negotiations, and we're not going to get these huge infrastructure projects going to help the services in the countries unless there's a bit more cooperation going on?
I think in some areas we already see the beginnings of greater regional cooperation, particularly in terms of the African financial services sector. There are various regional bodies that already exist.
Regulatory bodies.
And that helps to reduce the costs and the burdens that these countries face in regulating what is a very active and growing aspect of the financial sector, i.e. cross-border banks. Secondly, the Continental Free Trade Area, which is currently being negotiated and countries hope will be implemented in 2017, is really about giving life to Africa's Agenda 2063, which is to encourage greater participation, greater partnership, greater coordination on the regional and then pan-African level. If you don't have, for example, basic services such as energy, regular water, decent telecommunications, you're not going to attract the big multinational firms who are going to build car plants, factories, big engineering firms into your country if they can't have regular water energy supply. What our report notices, and I suppose highlights critically, is that very often there's what we call a policy disconnect in the services sector. You may have a country like, for example, Burkina Faso, which in its national development plan highlights the importance of its cultural industries. That's the music and traditional goods sectors. And these are important exports. But when they enter into multilateral trade agreements, they don't appear. They don't appear in any of the agreements that they reach. So at the national level, when we say, for example, in Kenya and Senegal, that we want to increase the role and importance of business processing, outsourcing, as a key services sector, we have to see that reflected in the agreements that they reach, whether at the GATS or as part of the emerging continental free trade area. And we don't see that. And this is a problem.